Kum lerne na black gemara. We're up to kufyur aleph on the base, the very bottom of the page. Says the gemara, two lines on the bottom. Omar Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, "Mushum Abaye, name of Abaye." Hilchas said the halach is kufyur aleph on the base, on the bottom. Kufyur aleph. Right, the last two lines. First two lines, Chizkiya. If you cook fish in a flesh, was machlekes if it's cooking or just hot, sitting on a flesh, you can play. Eat it with milk. Why? Because it's not barnat lehetedah. The taste of the flesh is in the walls, and then the taste then goes in the fishes, and not barnat lehetedah. So you could take the fish and eat it with milk, according to the Rashi son-in-law, only if it's hot and you put it on the plate, but not if you actually cooked it, because if you cook it, the taste comes out so strong it becomes like only one knot. But taste is in halacha, this disagrees. But tznoin, a radish, shechotcha besakin, if you cut a radish with a fleshik knife, shechotcha babasa, and a fleshik knife, usher, it is forbidden le'echle be'kutach to eat with milk. Bahani mili, when is that talking about? Tznoin, right here, top word. Radish, the agav churfe bola. Why punkt a radish? Because the knife, when you press with the knife and the radish is sharp, it pulls out of the knife even more than cooking. Cooking, you say not but not leteda. But over here, it pulls out from the knife the taste of flesh, as if it's right here, as if there's only one level of taste, not two. Avol kishim, when it comes to like pumpkin, which is sort of sweet, and therefore it doesn't really attract so much. The only problem by pumpkin is, for example, not the taste of the knife will come out, because there's no sharp there. What we are worried about is sometimes a little thin film of fat is on the knife. So therefore, if you cut with a fleshik knife, pumpkin, and gutter a little bit, poska, all you have to do is scrape off a little bit the top. So therefore, if the fat comes off, but you can eat it. Kilcha de lifta, the leaves of lifta, of, let's say, like a vegetable, shoddy, you're allowed to. No sweetness there, nothing. So nothing gets stuck there either. It's not sharp at all, it's sweet. And therefore, over there, you don't even have the fats either. What about the silka beetroot asida? Beetroot is asa because beetroot is considered sharp. I have no idea why beetroot is considered sharp, but as your mother says, beetroot is like tznoin. Could be, I don't know. Raw beetroot is, zero taste. Somehow or another, if you cut a flesh, you can knife a beetroot, he's saying over here, it's sharp and it takes out, draws out the flesh, and the beetroot now is fleshy. Not like like a pumpkin, something else. But if you first cut through regular vegetables, so therefore you cleaned away all the fats from it, and then afterwards you did the beetroot. So what happened was that the first vegetable you went through took out the taste, any taste of flesh, whatever it is gone, and the fats is gone. So for sharp dummy, now you've been a beetroot, everything's all right. Can you place a barrel of salt right next to a barrel of milk, and this salt you might use for meat? So Taser explains, if you have a barrel, if you have an open container of milk and an open thing of flesh right next to each other, there's no problem. We're not worried that you're going to be, you know, reckless and let drops of milk fall into the flesh, because you're going to be careful, obviously. But if it's salt, which is part of, and milk, you're not going to be so careful. And you're not going to think, I plan to use the salt later for flesh, because you don't think that far ahead. So therefore, you shouldn't have them next to each other. Geizer, amalu, asr, it is forbidden. The cholamai, what about vinegar? The same cheshbin, amale, shoddy, vinegar, you're allowed to. If you have milk next to vinegar, you're allowed to. So, the milk doesn't go into that. The milk is inside a barrel next to it. We're worried that you're not going to be careful and you're going to spill. So, with salt, we are worried you're going to spill, and then you need the salt on flesh, you're going to have milk like salt being used on flesh. However, without realizing it. But vinegar, we're not worried. Now, vinegar also you use on flesh. We're not worried. Sorry? Yes. Yes. Umayish, no, what's the difference? So he told him, L'chiseichul Allah kur milcha, if you're going to pay me with a certain kur, which is 30 sa' of salt, and you're going to count for me all the pieces of salt, I will tell you the reason why. My time, you know, the reason is, Hai isa isura be'ina. When milk falls on top of salt, it sits on top of it. It doesn't blend into the salt. You still see a drop sitting there. So therefore, it's a big problem. When you use it then for meat, you have mamash milk on the meat. But Shenke, when it comes to vinegar, it blends into the vinegar, and the milk becomes bottle b'shishim. Bahai, less is the banner. The east is not banner, it's not visible, it's gone. Ahu bagoy, so there was a chicken. The nafal lekada the kamcha, the chicken that fell into a barrel full of this milk. He permitted it, even though, now what's the problem? It's all cold. What's the problem? You take it out and you wash it. The problem is that this kumach is not just some milk. It's kumach is a whole kind of potion with a lot of salt in it. And we learned before that salt is like cooking. And yet he was mekel. Omar Rav, manchakim, who would be so smart and so wise, the mishrikai gavra to permit this? He love, if not for, avchina breid rov and pepashreina. Ksava, he holds, ki omar shmum aliyah harekir, when you say if you salt it, it's like you're cooking it, like roasting it, hani mili hecha, de enyan nechel machel mocha, it's that, you salt it that much, it's practically inedible. Avai kutchari nechel machel mocha, but here the kutach, you can eat it, therefore it's different. Hani mili, therefore it's not considered salted. Hani mili, but when do we say that, you know, if it's not salted and fell, and if it's not salted proper and fell into the milk, that it's permitted only chai if it's raw. Aval tzli, machlekes rishonim, if raw and tzli means literally raw and roasted, or raw and tzli means cold and hot. Aval tzli, but if it's been roasted, then boy klifa. According to many, even if it's cold, since it was roasted, it can now absorb a little bit. So you have to at least remove the whole surface. The is by peely, and if there are cracks in it, if it's roasted, some of the shame hold that the cracks makes no difference if it's roasted or not roasted. Remachmer, but actually, if it's roasted, kuli also, then the whole meat is also because the milk went inside the meat. The im betavel betavlin, and if you season it again, if it's roasted, even if it's raw, kuli also, by seasoning it, you soften up the meat that it can absorb all the milk. Kick a loaf of bread, if you have a loaf of bread and you decided to cut on it a piece of meat, a roasted piece of meat, also not allowed to eat the bread. Why? Because we say that some of the blood came out of the meat onto the bread. So therefore, the bread now is fleshix. Vahanimi, or it's even true. Vahanimi, the asmeg, when we're talking about here, that the meat itself was red, that means it had some kind of a wound, so therefore we think there's some blood left inside the meat.
The asmeg is on the flesh or on the flesh? On the bread?
No, on the flesh. Vahanimi, the asmeg, that's how Muslim first one learned. Rashi says, Shahoya Bosa. Rashi says, Shahoya Bosa Edom can't become. It was. It was red. Why would the meat be red? Because it had some kind of a wound or something. The avre, and what are we talking about? If the blood, if the bread went through the bread, then we say that it's probably blood. Is thick, but if it's thin, less than blood, we say it's not. We say it's not the blood. We say that what? That it's the juice, the gravy. You know, there's blood, and then there's the watery part of it, which is not blood. It's a gravy. It's a roasted thing. So if it's not thick, and if it's not red, and it didn't go through and through, we say it's a watery part, and it's fleshy bread, but it's kosher. It's not blood. Shmuel would refuse to eat it, and he threw it to his dog. Rabuna, you have a shmai. He gave it to his gabbai. What do you mean? He gave it to his gabbai. Ishari, if he holds, he's allowed to eat it because it's not blood. And lukuliyamo shari. Why don't he to his gabbai, to his shamish, his butler, and he also lukuliyamo. So he also everybody. Shiny Rabuna, the anina datoi. Pasha the knee because it's mis. He was a very fastidious person. Rava, ochale, Rava used to eat it, Ricardo, he called it chamar basar. He would say that this flow of liquid that you see coming out of the meat is the wine of the meat. In other words, not blood at all. It's the gravy, the juice of the meat. Amar Nachum Shmuel, ein manichin keli tachal basar. Don't put a vessel underneath flesh. Achi yichle komarat mumi shabai. Don't put a vessel, it's called a beidoigi we had before, until all the blood escapes the meat. You see there's no more red. Only then do you put it there, because what's coming out next is actually the juice of the meat, not... Well, you're roasting it, yeah. So that let the blood come out first. We're talking about there's no salting at all, so you're just roasting it. Now the blood is coming out. When all the red is gone, then you can put it there. Even though yesterday in the Gemara we had that you can put it because the blood sits on the bottom and the fats are on the top, and you'll be careful. We'll see. How can you tell when the blood stops flowing? So he answers, when the smoke starts coming out, when the meat starts becoming smoky, that is a sign that it's no longer blood anymore. Now you're getting into the meat itself. Or others say the fats, it's talking about the coal. When you see smoke coming in, not from the meat, but from the coal, it's because the fats are landing on it and dripping on it rather than the blood. Okay, Masker Rashi, Dilma Tato Moto Ilola Moto. What does that prove? Maybe that the bottom of the meat, let's say, stopped producing blood and is giving fats. But the top part of the meat, the fire didn't get to yet, and still blood coming out. So what? How can you rely on that? There's no takana. Ella, what do you do? You're right. You can't tell when the blood stops and the fats goes. What you do is you put two pieces of salt. And the way Rashi learns is you put one on the meat and you put one on inside the keli. Others say you put both inside the keli. And the salt attracts the blood to come to it. And anything that's floating on top is the fats. And then what you do is you pour slowly from one vessel after it all finishes to the next vessel, and if you skim it slowly, you'll get the fats coming off first, and the blood will stay behind. You don't give out one pour; you do it slowly. On the Rachel, the Rabbi Gilad me Amish Mulachi, the Shmuel will actually say that after all the red goes away, then you can go ahead and eat the fat. Shmuel said, "Kik yeshachar lebasar, a piece of bread that you cut on the flesh, also laochla, you're not allowed to eat it." And there, the meat was what he said. Now eat the bread. Why not the roasted meat? He's saying that even after you roasted it and everything else, we're still scared that what's coming out of the meat onto the bread is blood. You just said that, you know, after the blood runs out, then you have the fats coming down. Then he told a minute ago, but before, you're not allowed to cut a piece of roasted meat on bread. If you see juice coming out, because he didn't salt the meat, remember, he only roasted it. There's still a little bit of blood left over there. And then calls man, it's in the meat, that blood, we don't care about it. Because, I told you last time, dam shele pidish is mutter. Blood that didn't leave its place is all right. But if it's sitting on the bread and you see blood coming out, that blood might be a problem. But you just said a minute ago, there's no blood left after a certain time. It's all fats. What's the problem? There's different. The agav duki the sakin the polid. There's always a little blood left, but a little blood inside we don't care about because dam shalai pidish. But when you use a knife to cut the meat, you're pressing into the center of the meat. Suddenly you're extracting some blood that should have remained inside, and that blood is a problem. Nachman said dogim va'oifes. If you have fish and you have fowl, that you salt them together in the same pot, asur is asur. Why is it asur? Because one of them finishes bleeding a lot quicker than the other one. The fish finishes bleeding a lot quicker than the other one, and then it starts absorbing. It'll absorb now the blood that's coming out of the chicken. They don't go out in the same rate. Hey, what are we talking about? Milk, if it's not punctured, then I feel like two different birds. One bird, you know, that will absorb from the other bird. What's a chilik? Or milk, if it's full of holes and I feel like then all the blood escapes. So what's a big problem? Talking about a punctured keli. The dog, you know, the problem with dafke fish and chicken is a problem. Why? In poultry, from the rafu karmayu, fish have a soft skin, so therefore kadmi or palti, their blood comes out at a quicker rate. However, oifers, when it comes to the poultry kimiti, their skin is much thicker, so therefore their blood takes a lot longer to flow out. And bosa the nichi dogim plate, the bosa nichi dogim after the fish, you know, stopped flowing out. The birds are still giving their blood, and then the fish will absorb it. So two pieces of meat together, you'll add a salt together because they're both more or less at the same rate. So taste and ask, so how come should it didn't be such tasty that you shouldn't put a piece of meat in now and another piece in 20 minutes later? Right, because remember the whole melich is only 18 minutes. So maybe now the second piece of meat the second piece will exude blood, and the first already finished.
It'll start
to absorb. So Taser says that even though it takes 18 minutes for the bulk of the blood to come out, there's still blood coming out for the next 24 hours. So if you did it within 24 hours, they're both busy pushing blood out. If you did it after 24 hours, then you got a problem because the one meat finished giving out all the blood, and then another one. Rav Mori bar Rochel, Rav Mori, the son of Rochel, Imlech le Basar, Shchuta Bahadi Basar Treifa. He once salted kosher meat together with Treifa meat. Also, the Kami the Rabbi, he came before Rabbi, had a punctured, you know, he had a board with holes in it, like he's supposed to. And the question is, do we say that since both pieces of meat are constantly pouring out, neither of them absorb, so the kosher meat will not absorb from the treifa meat or not? I'm not talking about another. He's not worried about the blood. He's worried about anything that comes out from the treifa meat that's getting absorbed in the kosher meat. He said to him, there's two parts of the meat. There's the blood and then there's the juice. And even though the blood of the meat is coming out, the juice of the meat might get absorbed. This is a problem. Omele, it says hat meim. We learn from the pasuk hat meim. The next hey by Chol Shedah, it says hat meim. Lesser to tell you that what's usher, even the tzidon, even the Jews, v'roitvan and the gravy, the kefirs, and the small little pieces, that they're all usher. So therefore, since the juice is usher, but even though the salt is busy from the kosher flesh taking out the blood, so I did the polle bolle, but it's not. If it's pilot blood, it won't absorb blood, but it will absorb the juice. So it's usher. Because juice is much easier to absorb than blood is thicker. Juice is water, so therefore it's much easier to absorb. Problem. Says he, to prove that, that this is the whole story with Shmuel's. This is, I think, if I remember correctly, this is Shmuel's daughters who were kidnapped, and they were and they were smart. So they then is that, you know, once you're kidnapped, we assume that things happened, and they were so on. But they came in and they said we were kidnapped, but nothing happened. So they had pesha asa, pesha hitir. So he wanted to show that everything is kosher, and so on. V'lema lei, why don't we just say midrash Shmuel? Why doesn't he say there's a problem? If you salt it together, as if you cooked it together. So why doesn't he say the problem is simple? You're salting kosher flesh, tefah flesh. You're cooking together kosher tefah. The kosher mevushal soaking in vinegar or in water is like your mevushal. I would have thought that this is only talking about that only regarding blood. That we say that what? That's like cooking, and if it comes out, it comes right back in again. We would say that tzir, juice, is really nothing. It's only perspiration. And therefore, it's not really to treif. We would thought that blood is treif. We would thought that it's like a zeb alma. It's only perspiration. It goes right back in. Makes it last year question. You just said that it's us because it will absorb the tzir, even though it's pilot the blood. Dog torsion mochim, dog tummy mutter. It says clearly, kosher and treif. Flesh is salted together. It's mutter. Lechayda, my love. Look, it sounds like they're both salted, and yet it's mutter. Why? Because you're pilot. You're not belaying. It sounds like, man, while you're pilot blood, you're not belaying anything. What are you talking about? You belay the tzir, the juice. Moshe said, you misunderstood. You're going to show you a toy meliach. Talking about the case where the toy the fish is salted, the tamei tuffle, and the tamei fish is not salted, has no salt in it at all. So therefore, the tamei fish is not exuding anything. That's why it's all kosher. But if they both would have been salted, then the toy the fish would have been tamei, because it would have been mekabel, not the blood, but the tzir, that would have acid it. The next case is if the Torah was salted and the tummy tuffle. It's all right. Miklal, Zaraya, the Reisha, the Mishnei, Meluchim. It can't be talking about the same case. It must be both salted. Two different cases. And still, it's tired because it's being piled, not belayer. Says Gemara, Perusha Kamefarish. The Sefer is explaining the Reisha that when it says Toyer Shemolchu Im Dog Tommy Mutter. When I said to you that the boat together and the thing Toyer and Treif, and the Mutter is Ketzad Shahoyer Toyer Meliach with Tommy Tov. That's the case where the Toyer was salted and the Tommy was not salted, so the Tommy is not exuding anything. But if the Tommy had been salted, it would have been a problem. And Hachin, I'm going to prove it to you because he's talking about the Reisha's name Meluchim in the beginning. Talking about both salted. What I need the second case for Hashtash name Meluchim Shadi Mad of the both salted means that Treif fish is exuding treif. Yet we're not worried because the kosher fish is busy exuding. No, the treif fish is not exuding anything. You have to tell me that it's kosher. Of course, it's kosher. Tori meliyav with tummy tough, and the boy tell me. Said, well, that's not a ray. We already had a few times before. Imushim hole is not a ray. It may be tana sefer legluy reisha to teach you the reisha, because the reisha is pretty vague. The leitema, you shouldn't try to learn. You always try to limit the chiddush. If we didn't have the sefer, I would say the reisha is talking about a case where one was tori and one was assaulted. The tori was assaulted, and one was not. But now it comes to Yechidish, that's a safer case. So the Reish is telling you that even if the bowl salted, it's kosher, because when you're pilot, you're not belay. Reish is telling you, I have a shame, Meluchin Asa, it's on a safer, Tari Meluchin, it's on a safer, McLeod, the Reish is named Meluchin, it's bowl salted, maybe. So therefore, there's no raya or no kasher from here to Shmuel. Toshma coming here, that's a question, but the safer to say the very end, it says, the tummy was salted. The Tari Tafel, the Tari was not salted, had no salt in it. Asr. Sounds to me, the only time that it's Asr is, if the toy was not exuding blood. But if the toy was exuding blood, it would be toy, even though the other one was also exuding blood, because I did pole bola. Kashna Rava said, but the juice comes back in. Also, Tommy Maliah with toy toffled us. When is it also only if the toy wasn't exuding anything at all? Hoshne Maluch and the bowl salted, shoddy. No, so Kasha said, clear me. And you, Rava, said that no, that it'll absorb the juice even though it's exuding the blood. I did the Tana Reisha, because the Reisha talks about one is salted, one isn't. Torah and Meliach, and the Tomei Tofu. So therefore, Tomei Nami Sefer, Tomei Sefer also, Tomei Liv, Tomei Tofu. But it could have taken said both.
For consistency's sake.
Exactly. Exactly, have a certain style of writing. If you want to salt flesh, you have to salt it properly from all sides. He only mentions the hadocha afterwards. You got to rinse it off afterwards properly. We do it three times. Itmar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Meleach, you salt it, and then Madiach, you do hadocha afterwards. First you do hadocha. Now, there's a couple of reasons, if you remember those of the smicha, a couple of reasons why you do hadocha, right in the beginning. Yeah, so we had, yeah. So the point of the main three reasons why you do hadocha. But the two reasons that we brought down to Bas Yosef is either to soften up the meat, or there might be blood sitting on top of it. If the blood sitting on top of it, the salt now gets full of that blood. It can no longer, it's no longer potent to take out the blood inside the flesh. Many nafkamin between the two reasons. One nafkamin is if hadoch is merely rinsing it properly, if the blood is on top, all you need to do is rinse it off. But if the idea is to soften the meat, then you have to soak. And that's why we're machmet to soak it for a half an hour. And b'dayevid, let's say, if you had already, part of the meat was just soaking in the water and part was out, the part of the meat is soaking in the water, we say the water travels through the meat, softens it all up, but we're still worried about those rinsing. All you have to do is rinse off the part that was sticking out, then it's good enough. So one guy said, you do hadoch in the beginning, one guy said, done, what's going on here? V'lay pligi. They used to wash it inside the butcher. They didn't wash it at the butcher. They washed the butcher's good enough. They used thick salt, which we call today kosher salt. In fact, the whole world calls it not kosher salt, the thick salt. They used to wipe it off. Certain parts of the body, you don't have to have salt because there's no blood there. The stomach, tagmar, kakasha, karkasha, umeaya, vahadu the kanta. So you have the part of the tail, part of the intestines. Yeah, there's no blood there at all. You should not salt only on a keli full of holes. Rav Sheish is molech le garma garma. He used to do one piece at a time. Today my time aloy. Why wouldn't he do two? We should the parish mahai you bali high. Is the reason he's worried that if he has two pieces, one piece will be exuding blood and the other piece will be belay. It's even one piece is the problem. From one end the blood will come out and the other end will be absorbed. Chadami parish magisa bali high gisa. And when elishna makes no difference, you're allowed to have more than two pieces because again we learned before. I did the parish bala. The meat won't be absorbing. This is the big problem in Australia. After you shech the behemah, you break its back. Before it totally died, you shech the behemah, and then you take a hammer and you break its back, or you shoot its brain, you shoot its head, which is what they do in Australia. Yeah, because they say it's inhumane. It's a rule. Better to do that than shooting before. Which in some, you know, in the country you got banned shchita, that's what they say. And what's the problem? Hareze machbides habasa. The problem is now the blood, if the animal's still alive, the blood, you know, he's coughing out and everything else, the blood is circling very fast, coming out to the fore, all over his body. But now, you put it, like he stopped right dead short, so all the blood is sitting very heavily inside the limbs, and the problem is, two ways of understanding. The goizel is abrius, and he's banading. So now the meat is much heavier. If the blood would have been flowing, the meat is lighter. Blood is heavy. Liquid is heavy. And umavli damivorn.
One piece of meat weighs much more than the real meat.
Exactly.
It's full of blood.
So it's isa gzela. Umavli damivorn, because if you cause the blood to be absorbed in the limbs. Iboilu, what's pshat here? Is the pshat machber is a boss of a geizel abrius, which is umavli damivorn? Is he saying that the problem is a geneva? Is a holiday shabbat? He's allowed to eat it. Salt it and eat like normal. Or maybe the problem is the salt no longer has the ability to extract all the blood. Exactly.
So soaked in.
Teiku. And this is the big shaila here. When we shoot right after shechting, we have this problem of a shaver mafraka shal behema. We're going to continue a little bit further. We're not learning Friday, by the way, because it's Masei Purim. There's no way that we're going to learn. And Thursday we will learn before davening at 7 o'clock. We can definitely come at 6:30. Wednesday, we'll see, but I will see. We'll see. Probably what time you finish that one.
So tomorrow
we're yes, we're not finished yet. We're learning straight today as well. Said the Mishnah, if you put a bird together with cheese, ala shulchan on a table, if you put cheese and chicken on the same table, you're not over. What's the Mishnah talking about? Of course you're not over. You're only over if you ate it. What's he saying here? So it sounds like the Mishnah is trying to tell us something. But if he did eat it, he's trying to tell you that chicken and the milk is mahatoy. Remember we had an argument with chicken milk? Yeah, Shabbat and Abbas 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 So the Gemara says, "Eimer say hamale es oifim agvin al shulchan ein a boilos aser." He's trying to tell you that no matter what you do, you can never come to a loisa because if you ate it, you're not oifim ha'toyda. No raya. But the next Mishnah tells you, "Basim heim ha'toyda b'chol ben tmeidim." If you have kosher, we'll finish at the bottom of this page. If you have kosher flesh with milk, with kosher milk, then also levashin al cook. Right, but bosa b'chalav. Also b'hano, you don't have any benefit. What about bosa behema tehera? What about kosher of flesh? What about if you had kosher of flesh and b'chalav b'tmeh, betray for milk? Or bosa behema tehera, not non-kosher animal. When we say behema tehera, we don't mean a kosher animal that wasn't shochet, a non-kosher animal. B'chalav behema tehera, mutter levatman, no, because ain't isa chalal isa. Since you already have the isa of treif, of non-kosher, the isa of basa b'chalav cannot be
leaked on it. Can I have hanor from it? Can I sell it to a goy?
Yeah. And if I cook it, I work in
a
McDonald's.
Restaurant?
Yeah, can I cook it? Rabbi Akiva says, I disagree. I hold chaya ve'oif, saya chaya, and saya oif ainim. The Torah usually uses it le'savash gedi. Gedi is a paradigm for behemoths, not chayas and not oifas. Shanema says, le'savash gedi b'chalevi moi. Gimu pa'amim. Why is it three times? One is prat l'chaya, tell you, but not a deer. There's no basa b'chala by a deer. And one is to tell you le'oif, there's no basa b'chala by a bird. And one is to tell you behemoth mea, there's no basa b'chala by a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yisai Gluli says, I disagree with Akiva. I hold that by Chayis there is Bas B'chalov. Where I agree with him is by a bird. Nemar says, Lo Yisoichlu Kol Nevela. You shouldn't eat any Nevela. Right? It says in the Pasuk, you shouldn't eat any Nevela. And then it says, V'nemar, it says, Lo Yisavashal Gdi B'chalevi Moi. You should not, you shouldn't cook Bas B'chalov. So we learn. Any animal that if it dies on its own, it's an avela, which includes chayes. What about a bird? So we would think asa a bird as well. Eat a bird that dies on its own. Only the milk of a mother. Only an animal that nurses. Only an animal that nurses its babies through milk. Birds don't get nursed by their mother. We'll continue tomorrow.